The goblins and ghosts and princesses are probably sleeping late in homes all over America on this day after Halloween. But when they awaken, there'll be visions of sugar plums and chocolate and taffy and sour bowls dancing in their heads. All the loot they collected last night, trick or treating, waiting for them today. What is a nutrition-conscious parent to do on a day like this? Marion Burroughs is such a parent. She is also food columnist for the New York Times. What is your philosophy, Ms. Burroughs, on Halloween candy?
Well, if the kids are still sleeping, I'd probably throw all the candy out.
What? What?
My theory, which is now too late for the parents for this year, is that you let them stuff their little faces all Halloween Eve, and that's it. Then you're finished. But if you haven't got really strong convictions, you could maybe let them stuff it on Sunday and then throw it out. Rot the teeth for one day and they'll be fine. Or maybe two days a year, Halloween and Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Or Halloween and their birthday.
Yeah.
And then after that, out it goes, because it's better than trying to do it on a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow. That's the worst thing in the world for the teeth.
Oh, that's the worst thing for the teeth. I think it's also very difficult for child-parent relations, is to say 6 pieces today and 5 pieces tomorrow.
Six? Five? What are you talking about? One, maybe. No, I think you get it all over with. It's really the best way to do it all the way around.
But what kind of fights do you get into with
what
the child?
What kind of what?
Fights, arguments, disputes.
Well, it's probably the same kind of dispute you have with a child sitting in a grocery cart as you go down the aisle, and they have one of those screaming fits, and you get very embarrassed, and so you give in.
Mm-hmm.
When there are two alternatives, you never take the child to the supermarket. You leave it with the husband or whoever else lives in your house.
Or
you don't go grocery shopping at all.
In other words, you have to hang tough on this, and
yep,
you have to do it.
Yep.
But listen, that much candy. I mean, if you say to the child, okay, let's say today, okay, Sunday you've got some. Eat as much as you like, and then the rest of it goes out. The child's going to get very ill in addition to rotting his or her
teeth. Oh, then the kid might not want to ever have any more again. Who knows? There might be a double benefit from it.
Marion Burroughs, thank you very much. Food columnist for the New York Times. Being a Scrooge on Halloween.
Thanks an awful lot, Sue. Bye.